This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Gold prices are down again this morning after falling by more than 10% since Friday. That is the biggest drop in 30 years. Oil prices also lower this morning. And this drop in the cost of commodities is bringing back concerns about deflation. Joining us for our Money Matters segment, where we look at how the economic issues of the day are affecting your wallet, is Patty Hearst, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so deflation is something that has been a concern for several years now. I guess it is again because prices of gasoline and other things are starting to fall a little bit. But remind us exactly what it means, deflation.
So deflation is when the cost of goods falls sharply and creates a negative cycle for the economy.
Which on the face of it doesn't sound like such a bad thing if things start to get cheaper, but I guess it is.
Right. I mean, it's great for consumers initially, but if goods stay cheap for too long, the businesses that sell those goods start to lose money. Then they start laying people off. Then consumption falls because people who have been laid off aren't going to buy stuff. Companies lose more money, then start to go out of business. I'm pretty sure you've got this relentlessly shrinking economy, which is a really bad thing.
So if you are just an ordinary investor, maybe you've got a 401k or you've just got some stocks here and there or some bonds, what are you supposed to do to protect yourself from this?
The first thing is build a nice fat emergency fund, right? Because cash is the most important thing in deflation because cash retains its value, whereas, you know, goods obviously lose their value, so you can buy more stuff. The other thing you can do is you can start to pay off your debt because debt is cash out the door. The last thing you want in a deflationary period is for to be losing cash. So the more debt that you can pay off, the better under those circumstances.
And in terms of your investments, I mean, there are these treasury inflation protected securities, but I don't think there are treasury deflation protected securities, are there?
No. And in fact, we've seen money flowing out of treasury inflated protection securities, these TIPS, over the last several months. What you can do, though, is you could maybe invest in things that are going to give you cash throughout the year. So you could invest in stocks that are paying a dividend. The second thing you can do is invest in bonds that are safe, for starters, because you want to make sure that you're investing in safe companies, if indeed you do use corporates, because they'll pay a nice steady income stream throughout the year. Also, treasury bonds, which are super safe and, again, give you income as time goes on.
But to be clear, there are just as many economists out there who are worried about inflation as there are about deflation right now. We're not saying that we're about to enter a deflationary spiral.
Not necessarily, no. I mean, people are worried because the price of commodities are falling. You know, the price of oil is falling. We saw gold fall dramatically this week. But no, nobody's tearing their hair out at the moment saying, deflation is coming, deflation is coming. It's just something that if you were an investor and you wanted to worry about these things, these are some of the steps that you could take.
And if they do start tearing their hair out, I'm sure we will come to you. Patty Hearst, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.